Welcome to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Portland. My name is Carla, and tonight we're going to be changing things up for this evening. I'm going to be welcoming two guest co-hosts to the show, and I'll introduce them in just a moment. But first, I want to let you know how to connect with us online. We love to hear from our listeners. Please email us at outloudradio@gmail.com. If you have any community announcements that you'd like to share, or perhaps you have an idea for a future radio show, or maybe you'd like to get involved, we welcome your participation. If you'd like to find out how to volunteer at KBOO, please go to the website kboo.fm/volunteer. You do not need to have previous radio experience, and everyone is welcome to get involved. Now, if you connect on Facebook, you can find us at KBOO Out Loud. That's also where you can find us on Twitter. Do a search for KBOO Out Loud on Twitter if you connect via that social media. And now I'd like to move into introducing our guest co-hosts this evening. Hopefully you've heard of Wild Planet Radio, which is the new all-queer radio station that's happening here in Portland. And Bobby and Thomas are the creative masterminds behind Wild Planet Radio. They're going to be co-hosting the show with me. Welcome back to KBOO, gentlemen.
Hello, and thank you for having us back.
Yes, thank you very much.
Wonderful. That was Thomas speaking first, and then Bobby. What do we have in store for the show this evening?
You know, we've brought a couple of very special guests with us today, which we'll introduce a little further and let you know a little bit about who they are and what they're doing. But before that, I just wanted to talk a little bit about Wild Planet Radio and all the exciting things that have come into our fun world of chasing this radio dream and making it possible for everyone. We just heard today, actually, that the FCC has accepted our paperwork and we do, in fact, have a radio license. So we are moving forward on our low-power FM and we are planning very, very, very rapidly on hitting the airwaves in June. So we're super excited about that. Right now we are on a Radio to You tour where we're supporting all sorts of fun community events. There's an events calendar, of course, on wildplanetradio.com. Please come out and join us. See all the fun things that we're doing. Everyone that we've been involved with is volunteering their time to make these events very special. So the one that I would like to remind everyone of is the one I'm the most proud of. It's going to be during spring break on March 25th at Trio Club, the Vegas-style nightclub here in Portland. We are going to do a Tapas Tuesday with tons of entertainment, bands, giveaways, prizes, and lots of fun stuff. So from Wild Planet Radio, we're actively working to take those airwaves and always happy to be here on Out Loud.
We love you guys, or at least I do. Let me speak for myself. I'm so excited that there's going to be a radio station that's all about the rainbow. Okay, well, that's my interpretation. Folks can find out a lot more information, wildplanetradio.com. Also, these guys are housed at the Q Center, which is over in North Portland on Mississippi Avenue, a couple blocks north of Fremont. So if you'd like to meet them in person or check out their studios, get a hold of them. So what are we going to be talking about on the show this evening?
Well, let's let Bobby introduce and give a brief description of our guests that we have here today and see about maybe playing some music from some of the artists that have blessed the Wild Planet Radio studios.
Okay, I hope I have all this information right. And everybody had a chance to look at it, our guests, before we got on air, so I hope everything's okay. Deborah Porta joins us today. Deborah is president of Pride Northwest, Oregon and Southwest Washington's LGBTQ Pride organization. She's also chair of the Oregon Stonewall Democrats and an information assistant at Portland Community College. Justin Buckles is here, and Justin is CEO and founder of Justin Buckles Productions. Justin has a background in film, television, and event production. He's worked as a production manager, coordinator on TV shows such as American Idol and So You Think You Can Dance. He is the mastermind behind Caravan of Glam. Caravan of Glam is described as a queer cabaret show bringing Portland entertainment outside the city into the lives of those around us. They've been bringing the caravan to Eugene, Bend, Southern Oregon, and the Oregon coast, and have plans to hit many more locations in 2014. And Ecstasy's here. Ecstasy Inferno is host of Caravan of Glam. She describes herself as Portland's own hood rat drag queen. Ecstasy also is dancer, choreographer at Clackamas Repertory Theater.
So very exciting guests. We also brought some music from the Wild Planet Radio Studios. And Carla, if you'd like to take us into one of those, I believe our first artist is a track from Madisine Social.
And you know what? We're going to come back to Madisine Social, but we have so much music to share this evening, listeners. So please stay tuned. If you're not familiar with Madisine Social, they're based here in Portland. We'll be featuring a little bit of their music later in the show. I want to take a music break from Goddess and She, who are some lesbian hip-hop artists. They are not going to be part of the Pride celebration this year, but they've been here at least once. I actually think they've been here twice. Yeah, and some of my favorite musical artists, just as a personal bias. Here is Goddess and She, the song Stand Up.
Every day be positive, life filled with obstacles and broken promises. When the sun don't shine, you're battling time on a search to find answers that you never find. Sometimes you feel like giving up, throw your hands to the sky, cause you're so fed up. Sometimes you truly lose your hope, trying to find an escape, so you're drinking smoke. Then the next day comes and it doesn't get better. Our generation's lost and we need to go get her. So many of us got books that don't get us. It's not the same as it was, the mentality's in their old ways, but it's not the same. In the past 20 years things have really changed. We've lost a sense of hope and lost a sense of pride. I wanna chase the way I think, at least I'm gonna try.
Stand up for what you believe in.
Around the world, trying to latch onto something like riches and pearls, trying to find a sense of purpose in material things, distracted from yourself when your cell phone rings. Hey, understand how it feels, how life can be so hard to deal with. Hey, I've been down that road, searching for direction with no path to follow. You can't just go to college and get a degree, for sure make enough to support your family. We're an angry generation, bitter about a situation, weapons too accessible to take out a frustration, with violence involved, guns resolved, minor disputes in schools, bathroom stalls. I'm not sure how to process all the thoughts I have. I know times are tough, but it's not all bad. Come on,
stand up for what you believe in.
We have a war going on, and so many of us are not free. It's time that we take a stand and come together, and don't just talk revolution, act revolution. Stand up, come on.
Stand up for what you believe in.
But you gotta have gotta some hope.
Keeping on just the
trying
same.
To change things.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Portland. My name is Carla. That song was titled Stand Up from Goddess and She, some of my favorite hip-hop artists. Goddess and She have come to Portland a couple times. They've been performed at Pride at least twice that I know of. And I just wanted to offer their song as a reminder of some of the awesome musicians that have come through town for Pride in the past, as well as just that message around Stand Up. that. It's important that we all support each other, and that's what we're doing right here on Out Loud. I want to hand over the microphone to our guest co-hosts. We have Bobby and Thomas in the studio this evening. They are the masterminds from Wild Planet Radio, and they're going to take the conversation from here. So what's next, Thomas?
Well, I would like to get a little bit further in with the guests that we invited here to the studios. Both of them are actively involved in our community. We've had the opportunity with our radio station to meet them and, you know, decide a fun future together in helping support one another. So my first guest that I'd like to talk to is Deborah Porta here from Pride Northwest. Deborah, how are you?
Good. How are you?
You know, I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here with a room full of great people. I want to give just a little bit of a brief history about Pride Northwest. Each year, Pride Northwest forges partnerships with diverse and impactful businesses, community organizations, and governmental bodies to provide plentiful opportunities to enhance the life of LGBTQ community in Portland area and the entire Pacific Northwest. The mission of Pride Northwest is to encourage and to celebrate the positive diversity of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and trans communities, and to assist in the education of all people through the development of activities that showcase the history, accomplishments, and talents of these communities. So tell me a little bit about how busy you are with all of this. It's, I mean, I know that you have the whole festival and a year-round activity. I mean, you're a busy woman.
Planning for Pride is definitely a year-round endeavor these days. Once January gets here, it's full speed ahead, and especially March on, and it's a full-time job at this point.
So in January, the booth registration opened. So tell me a little bit about that process and what people can kind of expect with, you know, joining this waterfront celebration and this Pride Festival.
Booth registration did open in January. Parade registration opened in February. I'm assuming we'll get to that in a second. The festival site is on the waterfront, and we've been there for 20 years, Pride Northwest has. And we can expect, vendors can expect about 50,000 people to come through there over the course of the weekend. We have primarily local and regional vendors inside and outside the LGBT community, allies, members, mostly small business, some larger organizations, a lot of community organizations. Pride is the largest visibility opportunity for our community every year. And so we have 150 plus organizations, companies, businesses come through there.
So it's a great opportunity to not only support the community, but also showcase yourself and all the things that you believe in and follow through with in our communities.
Absolutely.
Great, great. So you talked a little bit about the parade, which if anyone's ever been to the Pride Parade, it is the best parade that Portland has to offer, full of the most flavor, the most fun, and it's a great celebration for everyone, including families. So tell me a little bit about how this year's Pride Parade's kind of planning itself out and how people, if they want to get involved, what they need to do to, you know, showcase themselves and also, you know, be a part of it.
Parade registration is open. I register online, pridenw.org. The Portland Pride Parade is actually the largest parade in Portland. We just don't have as many marching bands, so it doesn't look as long. Mm-hmm. We are actually, as of last year, we reached about 3 hours. And as a comparison, San Francisco is about 4. So we're the second largest Pride Parade on the West Coast and pretty close to the Mississippi. We have organizations across the board. We have a lot of large companies that'll be the visibility for them in the LGBT community. For example, Intel last year, that was their first time in the parade. It's usually one of the largest indicators as to how organizations and companies are moving along in the community. Last year, we had several Catholic organizations march together in defiance of their own leadership, as a matter of fact. So it's really an indicator that we use as to who's paying attention to our community.
My favorite thing in last year's parade, I was with a guest from Salt Lake City, and he was an older gentleman, and when the Mormons for gay marriage mm-hmm. float came through, he had to instantly snap a picture and call all of his friends in Salt Lake City because he couldn't believe that that was possible. So thank you for all the hard work that you do. Tell me a little bit about, you guys take donations, right, being nonprofit, and you need that support in order to make these things happen. I remember having a conversation with you when I first met you, and you kind of cleared up my mind a little bit about some of the confusion that people have about where funds go and how what things you guys support, and I was so impressed with your answer about your all structure. So would you mind explaining just a little bit about how to support you, mm-hmm. and then also where those funds go? I mean, what does it mean when they do support you?
Well, Portland Pride, unlike a lot of other large-sized prides, is definitely community-run and community-funded. About 20% of our revenue comes from sponsors, local and national, that's combined. Another 25% come from the fees that vendors will pay to be in the festival, to be in front of the community, and some various other fees, including the parade. And then about 50% of all of our revenue actually comes from the community, primarily through the gate donations. That's really, really a key part of what ensures that the next year's festival will happen.
So it's important to remind people that, you know, that gate donation isn't simply a cover charge. It really is investing in everything that they're experiencing there, from the music to the food to the vendors to the organization to the parade to all the flyers to everything put out. That's where those funds go.
Yes, it goes directly back into supporting the next year's festival, as well as Pride Northwest, where we can, supports other organizations in terms of visibility, some concrete support when we have it. Other prides, Latino Pride, Black Pride, the youth conference we've supported before, API Pride. What we end up doing is providing a lot of visibility and a lot of space for these organizations who otherwise would not be able to afford to be in there.
So I was just reading through a little bit of the information I'm given, you know, to kind of look and see all about the great things that I get to talk about. And I'm seeing the words premium package and VIP experience. And I'm so interested to hear a little bit more about what that has. And then also, if you have any special announcements to make about anything we can look forward to besides Wild Planet Radio joining Pride Northwest this year.
The VIP package, something we started a couple of years ago. And basically, it's a way to support the festival and basically get some perks in return. A little bit of better of there's a specific entrance, and one of the largest things about Pride is that line, it just goes on forever. So the VIP package is a way to be able to get into the festival, enjoy meeting the entertainment up close and personal, some other perks involved, and the proceeds go directly to support the festival.
So I know with what while we do, you know, building this radio station, it's always important for us to reach our hands out to ask other people in the community to help. So what's a great way for people to get ready early to sign up to be a volunteer or help you guys out with the Pride Festival this year?
Volunteer at pridenw.org.
And that's a pretty simple process. You just sign up.
You can email. There's also a place to sign up to volunteer on the website, pridenw.org, or you can email volunteer directly.
Great, great. And I wanted to just move into one other thing. I'm also seeing this great big huge sign that says sponsorships available. So give me a little bit about that.
We have sponsorships available. You can contact me directly, president@pridenw.org. We can discuss the packages large all the way down to we have a new sponsorship package available this year for community sponsors, to really be able to showcase and bring in smaller organizations that may not have these large budgets for traditional sponsorships.
So, and then just another, one last one thing, just because this is amazing. Gay It Forward. Gay It Forward. If that's not perfect, I don't know what is. Gay It Forward.
Gay It Forward is actually a really simple program for donating gate donations. You can do that online on the website, and literally it is a donation of the $7 suggested donation at the gate. You can buy multiples of that, or donate, I should say, or singles. And it's a direct way to support Pride.
So kind of being there without having to be there in some cases, if you'd like to, you know, support an entry into the festival, but maybe can't show up, it's a great way for people to still support everything that goes on.
It supports being able to ensure that the festival stays accessible to everybody. We are the largest donation-based festival that we know of in terms of Pride.
So just to get a little bit into the nosy part of what's happening here at Pride, is it too early to ask if you have any announcements about any talent or showcasing wonderful folks
that
might be joining?
We're itching to know the big stars.
We want the goods. Give us the goods.
Miss Bobby.
I tend not to be allowed to make these announcements because they want me to wait for signed contracts and things of this nature.
No one's. It's just us. I mean, this is simply just us. Nobody. We're fine.
I will say that Bruce Valanche will be our master of ceremonies for the entire weekend, which will be fun. That's new for us. We don't tend. That'll be someone who you'll be able to meet.
No idea who that Bruce is.
Unfriended on Facebook.
Valanche-ing actor.
Denair.
Exactly.
Say about Pride at all, just to kind of how to show up, have a fun few.
Pride will paint. You can get more information at the website, prideinw.org. You can definitely volunteer. It takes an army of volunteers to put on the Pride Festival. Volunteer at prideinw.org. Donate through the website, prideinw.org, at any level. The Gay It Forward, which starts at $7. If you're a small business, definitely contact me at president@prideinw.org to talk about ways to support the festival on a smaller level and be able to get the visibility as being a supporter.
It's great that you have those programs with Wild Planet Radio. We're also planning to, you know, open the doors to everyone so they can be a supportive part.
Yeah, I'm actually very excited about you guys being here.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
Wonderful. And thank you so much, Deborah, for being our guest here in the studio. And thank you so much to Thomas. I just want to let my name is Carla. I just want to let our listeners know, if you've just joined the conversation, you're listening to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. Deborah is the president of Pride Northwest, and hopefully we'll be hearing more from her or the other people on the team. Like she was saying, it takes a team to make the Pride Festival happen. Hopefully we'll have them back in studio to share updates and share some more secrets about their talent. We're going to move into a music break, but I just want to let you know, we do have two guest co-hosts in studio. You just heard Thomas doing the interview. And now, Bobby, tell us about the music that we're going to be hearing next.
So we've been doing a lot of in-studio performances. We've had the opportunity to have a lot of folks come in and bring their guitar and sing in our studio and do a lot of acoustic stuff. So that's really neat. So we're going to play Jeremiah Clark. He's got a new album out, and it's called Just Another Sad Love Song. I don't know the name of the track we're going to play, but it's number 8 on the disc. So fire it when ready.
Done this all before. My crown just hit the ground.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Portland. My name is Carla, and tonight here in studio we have a couple of guests hosts. We have Thomas and Bobby from Wild Planet Radio. Tell us, why do we play that song? What about the song we just heard?
So it's Bobby here, hello. That's Jeremiah Clark, and it's his new album, Just Another Sad Love Song. He played in studio for us last Tuesday, played an acoustic set, and it was really beautiful. And I just heard while we were hearing that song that he's been confirmed for Pride, I believe, this summer. So that's pretty awesome.
We're getting at the Pride Festival. Out of them, folks. We will find out every performer soon about who will be here at Pride Northwest.
Yeah, so there you go. So I'm thinking we might have some more music here in a little bit, but we probably want to move along to our next guests, I'm thinking, right?
We do. Also, in the studios with us today, we have Justin Buckles, founder of Justin Buckles Production, and also Ecstasy Inferno. Ecstasy Inferno is the hostess extraordinaire of Caravan of Glam. Welcome to the studio, Justin and Ecstasy.
Hey!
Hi, thank you for having us.
So I was lucky enough to team up with you guys, you know, a while ago, so I know exactly how busy you all are. Tell me a little bit about what you guys are doing these days, how it kind of all came about, and everything else involved.
Wow. Where do I start? I went to Central Oregon Pride last June and realized that they had a huge lack of LGBTQ culture, and just there was nothing over there for them. So on the drive home, I thought, well, they are lacking. So if they're lacking, then other venues and other cities must be lacking. And so I came up with the idea for the Caravan Glam.
So Justin, tell listeners exactly what the Caravan and Glam does, because I was so excited when you guys shared it with me. And Ecstasy, maybe you can explain a little too.
So Caravan and Glam is our, I guess you'd say, a traveling queer cabaret style show. We have entertainment that varies anywhere from not just drag, but burlesque, live singing, aerial artists, dancers. I mean, it's just like a wide variety of either queer entertainers or, you know, like allies and supporters of the queer community. And we go around to cities that may not have access to go out and be who they are and show off and feel comfortable. And we're going into, you know, like cities like Bend and, you know, Ashland and even Newport, and giving
these amazing performances.
Yeah, well, not just performances, but a way for people to let out and be who they are.
Okay, and so, and I've been checking in with you, you know, constantly, because of course Wild Planet Radio is so invested and so wanting to stand behind you and support you in all that you do. Tell me a little bit, tell the listeners a little bit about, you know, how you are being received in these areas, because from what I understand, it's just a wildfire. As soon as you guys come in, then everyone wants you to continue on the great work. So tell our listeners a little bit about how that experience has been for you.
You know, when we started, you know, Justin came to me and he was like, hey, I have this idea. And he told me about it. And I was like, heck yes. Well, that's not the words I use, but, you know.
Radio appropriate.
It's radio, so I got to be appropriate.
Yes,
you know?
For sure.
But, I'm a good Christian woman, you know. But
that's
no,
the glam, folks. That's the glam.
So we kicked off our first tour with Latrice Royale from RuPaul's Drag Race and All-Star Drag Race 2. And we started, you know, here in Portland, and we knew how we'd be perceived. And right the next very next day, we headed out and we went to Eugene, and then we went to Bend, and we had no clue how we were going to be received or anything. It was very terrifying, because it's like stepping into, you know, waters that are uncharted and that you don't know anything about. And I'm, you know, our first show in Eugene was on campus at the U of O, and to come outside and to see this gigantic, huge line of people so excited to get in there, and like the energy was just, it was so extreme even before they came into the actual venue.
They were very excited.
It was so exciting. You know, and I would say it wasn't until after the show is when it hit us on what we were doing and what kind of an impact we were making. To see, you know, the show's over, and, you know, usually you just go on and you mingle and everything. And each entertainer from our show, and, you know, we have four core members of Caravana Glam, and it's me, Ecstasy Inferno, Isaiah Esquire, Artemis Chase, and Jayla Rose. And we also had Tana the Tattooed Lady, who is this world-renowned, amazing burlesque dancer.
Stunning.
Stunning. She's ridiculous. She makes any gay man question their sexuality. Like, literally. But to have these people running up to you in tears, crying, and, you know, at first I was like, ooh, what'd I do this time? I'm sorry. But no, they were crying because they were so excited to have something of queer-based in their community that they could go to and let loose and be who they were.
I think that's so amazing for you all to, you know, be able to have that strength to go out there and provide the safety net to for people. I mean, that's also been the mission of Wild Planet Radio, is to create a platform where everyone felt safe, or that people could share their stories, so then they could hear that there are others like them out there. So thank you so much for being so brave and going out there. Justin, I wanted to talk to you for just a little bit. You are a producer, a wonderful producer that has been involved in all sorts of projects in life. Tell me just a little bit about, you know, being involved with this project, the Caravan of Glam, and, you know, what it's like for you as the producer managing all these people and, you know, reaching your hands out to these different areas and planning this stuff to get together. And also, you know, who could look forward to kind of joining in with you to help you all? I mean, what types of resources would you all need to build a little stronger?
Well, I usually get up between 6 and 7 every day and start right in on the emails, the phone calls, the Facebook. I do all the promo marketing, well, 75% of it. I set up all of the venues. I do all the posters. I work on the Caravan of Glam at least 40 to 50 hours a week. And then the other 20 or 30 hours a week is all the other events that I do. Portland Idol, we just wrapped Dragathon. So Ecstasy and I co-own the Caravan of Glam, and we basically produce everything together. But it's a lot of work. I mean, it is a non-stop 7 days a week. I bug her like crazy. By the time she gets up, she already has about 10 emails, a bunch of text messages, 50 Facebook messages. It's overwhelming, but it's so rewarding like Ecstasy was saying, seeing the response from the audience. It's not rewarding. It is rewarding financially. All of that aside, though, the most rewarding part is bringing the community together. Half of our attendees are probably straight. Half of them are gay. As we've been going along, we've been finding out that more straight folks are coming to our shows.
Which is great.
Which is amazing. And we have not had a single issue. And all of our shows are produced in straight bars except the Salem show, which is produced at the Southside Speakeasy.
So we were just talking before the show a little bit about, because, you know, we always try to keep up with each other on dates so we can support each other mm-hmm. in the events that we're doing. Would the both of you want to take just a little bit of time to kind of tell the folks where your future events are going to be, and if they can't grab a pen and paper to write them down right now, where they can find that information so they can always keep up with you guys and all the hard work you're doing?
Well, our next show is here in Portland, and it's actually this Thursday at the Star Theater, downtown Portland. It's the Caravan of Glam PDX edition. We have some amazing talent lined up for that. You know, of course, our core, but we also have the Empress of Portland and the Princess of Portland, Vanessa Vale Peters Lake, and Princess Vivica Valentine are doing the show. We have an amazing aerial artist, we have Melody Awesome Amazing, who's coming in, and she's going to be giving us a comedy routine. After that, we head to Bend the very next morning, and we're in Bend for like literally the next 3 days. We have Caravan of Glam on Friday, and then we also have on Saturday is the GSA No Talent Talent Show over in Bend. And then on Sunday, we have another, it's like a lunch, brunch, and bingo show in Bend. So like, we're like boom, 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 boom.
Like I said, folks, in case you couldn't grab a pen and paper, and this is also the reason why Wild Planet Radio is so invested in all that you're doing. You have tons of events going. Ecstasy, where can they go find that information so they can check up on you guys daily to see all that you do?
Online, right? Hey, it's Bobby.
Yes, you can find us online at facebook.com and type in Caravan of Glam. You can also type in Ecstasy Inferno, ECSTACY Inferno, and both of those pages are just blown up with everything that we're doing. You can also look up Justin Buckles and Justin Buckles Productions.
And Justin, wanting to go back to you for just a little bit, I mean, you briefly suggested you are involved in lots of different productions. I'd like for you to explain to the audiences a little bit about this Portland Idol that you're currently running, and maybe how what the day is, how they can get involved, and what they can expect with that. How long is the competition?
Portland Idol starts officially on the 13th, and it will be a 12-week run at the Funhouse Lounge. We will have the finale the last Thursday of May. This Thursday, March 6th, we actually have two shows, Ecstasy and I Do, The Caravan, and then we have Portland Idol. It's our second week of auditions. Basically, it's just like American Idol. I worked on Idol down in LA for 5 years and traveled the country numerous times with the show, managed the show as well as produced it. And so everything that I am producing up here in Portland, I learned down in LA. So I'm taking elements of all of it, and we are putting all those to good use. So we have Portland Idol starting. Second day of auditions is this Thursday. The show starts the 13th. And then we have Peep Show with Artemis Chase. Artemis Chase has been around in Portland for years. She's been doing drag in New York and San Francisco for a very long time. She took a little break, but now she's back, and she is hitting it hard, hard, hard. We definitely stay busy. Like I said earlier when we were outside talking, I have a six-month calendar on my wall, and I have 103 events in those 6 months that I'm producing.
And so, Justin, the easiest way for people to keep up with you, is it through your Facebook and also through, mm-hmm. is it the individuals? I mean, can you find all this information through Caravan of Glam, like also the Peep Show information, also the Idol information?
You can find everything on my personal Facebook page, Justin Buckles.
Perfect. So
find me. It's easy.
They're all jackpot winners.
Yes, correct.
Hey, it's Bobby. I just wanted to go back a second and talk about Caravan of Glam. You mentioned it's quite the lineup. You've got a really large roster. Now, what's the process if somebody is, do you accept new talent? Do you ever have auditions for new talent to join the lineup of Caravan of Glam?
You know, we've never had auditions. We have a roster of about I'd say over 50 to 75 entertainers, ranging from, you know, like I said, the drag, burlesque, and everything, but also from Seattle all the way through San Francisco. And, you know, when we started this, I sent out a gigantic mass message to anyone and everyone that I thought, you know, that could step up and bring it. This isn't, you know, like your average new beginner show. This is it's like coming, and it's a show served on a silver platter. If you're coming, you're going to be entertained. And when you leave, 99% of the time, everyone has left with their mouth dropped down, just going, what just happened? You know, of course, you know, I'm always going around to lots of different events and shows all over Portland and wherever we're going, and always, I guess you'd say, like a talent scouting.
So you get a talent scout to your name, yeah. your titles.
So, and you know, that has been how I've gotten some of them. Just going around, it's like, oh my gosh, they'd be perfect for the, you know, a caravan show, and, you know, find them, message them, tell them who we are, what we're doing, and everything. So that's how we get them.
And folks, honestly, as Ecstasy said, I can say this is Thomas from Wild Planet Radio. Bobby and I were so lucky to be invited to see a Caravan of Glam show, which was hands down amazing. One of the best shows that we've seen in Portland. We also were lucky enough to attend both two different dragathons that each time we were also just totally impressed. I kept telling, I'm also a hairstylist, as many of you know. I was telling all my clients how creative it was, because it wasn't your typical type of show. You know, there was musical chairs, and there was bout-offs, and there was really fun interaction, and there was really great judges, and I really felt like I was part of some of those shows that I see on TV that, you know, you don't really have access to, and I felt it from a home local level. So from Wild Planet Radio, we definitely, definitely always like to thank you for all the hard work that you do, and say we were impressed. So keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Bobby. We're kind of really looking forward to the Trio Club event with Wild Planet Radio on our Radio to You tour, which you're going to be a part of on the 25th of this month.
Yes.
Can you guys give us a little
sample of what you'll be offering me? I don't even know what I get on this awesome Tapas Tuesday at Trio Club, March 25th from 3 to 8 with Wild Planet Radio.
Well, not only are you going to be getting amazing drinks from the club and food, you're also, you know, some high-class entertainment. You know, you're going to be seeing Isaiah, who is basically a 7 foot tall, gender bending,
wonderful
dancing, inspiring, like just angel. Yes. You know,
you can see some photographs of these fine folks at wildplanetradio.com. Click photos.
Yeah, I'm wondering if there's going to be any of the aerialists. Is there enough room in that Trio Club for some aerialist acts?
You know, I don't know. It's something that we're actually looking into to see if the rigging is available. So, but you know, some of that stuff. You know, of course, Artemis. Who, you know, Artemis is, she's kind of the wild, crazy, dark side of drag. And then, you know, we got Jayla, who's our backflipping, twisting, turning diva in like 8-inch stiletto heels. And I don't know how she does it.
I was curious, I mean, because each of these performers are so unique in their offerings. And like I said, I've been lucky enough to experience them. Through your social media, are there descriptions fully for each of them, or do they all have their own pages and resources? Yes.
Yep. Okay. Yep. They all have their own pages,
so you can follow along with your favorite performers. See, because you also, Justin, you use cross performance. So you take performers from one, you know, production and then also incorporate them in others sometimes, right?
Yeah, that's actually one of the reasons that Ecstasy and I wanted to start Dragathon and Portland Idol. We used to have those over at Red Cap when I was a producer over there. And then Red Cap closed its doors and no one picked them up and took them under their wing and started producing them. So when we sat down and hashed out all the plans for the Caravan of Glam, we said, well, we can create these other events and find talent and take that talent on the road, take the winners with us, which we are doing to Bend. We're taking Valerie DeVille, who won Dragathon, and we are taking Classiana Hilton. They were both in the top three, and they are both ridiculous.
And just one, I might want to put my friend Deborah here on the spot and wonder, just with all that you've recently heard, could the secret large performer on that main stage in Pride possibly be the Caravan of Glam?
I'm not at liberty to say.
I figured. But I'm sure that we definitely, after coming to our Tapas Tuesday at Trio Club March 25th and watching these fine folks perform, if not at one of their mini events, we might be able to twist your arm just a little bit. Wild Planet Radio would love that. So I believe we have another track of music that Wild Planet Radio has brought in.
Yes, and let me just take a moment. Listeners, if you've just tuned in, my name is Carla. You are listening to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. Tonight we have two guest hosts in studio. You've been hearing from Bobby and Thomas, who are the creative masterminds behind Wild Planet Radio, which is the new all-queer radio station in development. And they're broadcasting online right now, wildplanetradio.com. We'll be hearing more from them as well as our guests. Stay tuned. We have Deborah here in studio with us. She's the president of Pride Northwest. We also have Ecstasy and Justin here with us from the Caravan of Glam, as well as many other creative endeavors. So we're going to take a short musical break. This is going to be Mattachine Social. And Thomas or Bobby, you want to tell us? Mattachine Social has they have been on Wild Planet Radio.
They have.
They play Pride. They've played Pride last summer,
too. You know, we have been so lucky also early on. Before our startup party, actually, we met with Mattachine Social and came in, and they did an awesome, you know, in-studio interview. We've been keeping in close connection with them since, you know, the birth of our relationship, and we've been following along with all that they do. They were actively involved with Pride last year. I believe they were on their main stage, which, woohoo, way to support one another, everyone.
Yeah, and their band leader now has a show on Wild Planet Radio. He's doing a music
which
podcast.
Which is an active music podcast we just released recently. They also are actively involved in plays, making movies. I mean, these people are doing what Justin and Ecstasy are doing, what Bobby and I are trying to do, and what you've been doing for quite some time, Carla. So we have a track. Bobby, do you mind?
We're a big happy media family in Portland here, aren't we?
We are.
This is Mattachine Social. It's Nowhere.
Nowhere left.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. My name is Carla, and tonight we've had two co-hosts in studio, guest co-hosts with us, Bobby and Thomas from Wild Planet Radio. We're going to say goodbye to our guests as we wrap up the show, but before we do that, I just want to let you know what song we were just listening to. It was from Mattachine Social. The song was titled Nowhere, and it was from the CD of the same name. So, Mattachine Social is based here in Portland. They've been very involved and performed in Pride festivals in the past, and fingers crossed, hopefully we'll be seeing them again at this coming Pride festival. Now, I'd like to give our guests a chance to say their goodbyes and leave us with any closing thoughts. First, I'm going to ask Deborah from Pride Northwest. Any closing thoughts for our listeners?
We just look forward to seeing everybody this year, June 14th, 15th. Portland Pride is community-led, community-funded, community-supported, and is the biggest celebration of our community every year.
Right on. Well, thank you so much. I know you work really hard. A big thank you to all the volunteers and the other planning people on the Pride Festival team. For more information, if you didn't catch the website earlier in the show, you can find out all about Pride Northwest. The website, pridenw.org. Registration tables are now available that if people want to sign up for a table, you want to sign up to volunteer, there's all sorts of contact information on the website. Next, I'd like to move to Justin and Ecstasy and ask if you have any closing thoughts for our listeners this evening.
Well, we hope to see you this Thursday at the Star Theater for our Caravan of Glam PDX edition. You know, we're always looking for new talent, so if you specialize in any kind of artistry that you'd like to showcase, whether it's singing, burlesque, drag, dancing, juggling, anything... anything that you think is entertaining, send me a message. You can send us a message at caravanofglam@yahoo.com. You can also find out all of our information online at facebook.com underneath Caravan of Glam, also Justin Buckles and Ecstasy Inferno.
Right on. And Justin, any closing thoughts from you?
My one closing thought, keep supporting each other.
Right on. I know you guys, everybody works really, really hard. So thank you to Justin and Ecstasy Inferno for being our guests here in studio. You all keep up the good work, and we'll see you out in the community.
This is Bobby. Maybe I'd quickly like to say, since this is radio, Ecstasy, you spell your name with a C, right?
I do. It's spelled Ecstacyinferno.
Right. Groovy.
Right on. Thanks for clarifying that. And lastly, but certainly not least, I'd like to give Bobby and Thomas from Wild Planet, if you have any closing thoughts to leave with our listeners.
Well, first, we'd like to thank you, Carla, as always, for having us here on the Out Loud program. This is Thomas from Wild Planet Radio, and thank you so much for supporting us from the beginning, keeping up with us step by step. I wanted to remind listeners, if you are just hearing about Wild Planet Radio from your community members, your friends, your gas attendants, and your hairstylists, there is a full history of Wild Planet Radio on our website. You know, you can go back through our shows and see how our communities are teaming up together, and they're developing through coming through every single week and sharing the different parts of what they're actively involved in with all of us through the world of radio. So come to our events. Obviously, check out Wild Planet Radio. Listen to the stream. You know, get inspired by listening to our other podcasts. If you know friends or you know musicians, you know very wealthy people, send all of them our way. You know, we really have tried our best to make this a real community radio station, making it a supportive platform where people can come in and share their talents, their talents, their time, and as Carla was showing me, their money. So there's lots of ways to be involved with Wild Planet Radio. We're always doing fun things. Like I said, our community events, we've now started these Tuesday live performances where the first 8 people in studio are allowed to join us free of cost and, you know, experience a live interview with a live performance. All of our show hosts are willing to teach other community members the flow that they've been actively involved with. Justin and Ecstasy Inferno will be joining our boot camp to be providing a Caravan of Glam show very soon, so that'll be another great resource for you all to keep up with all the great things that we're doing. Of course, I'm here to promote Wild Planet Radio as well and all that we're doing. Right now, of course, we are raising funds because in order to get this job done, we had to do it very quickly. And so there are costs involved, of course, renting tower space, getting people involved, paying for engineers with all of their signatures and fun brainful planning. So if you have the time, check out what we've got offered. Look at our video. You know, donate to the Indiegogo campaign. A $5 donation will get your name on our radio station and tons of, you know, hugs, kisses, and support. Twitter us, Facebook us, come to our events, and always look forward to what's happening at Wild Planet Radio.
Yeah, thank you very much. Bobby says thank you very much. Thank you, Carla, for having us.
Right on. Thank you, Bobby and Thomas, and all your hard work behind the scenes at Wild Planet Radio. And another big thank you to Justin and Ecstasy Inferno for joining us here in studio. And a huge thank you to Deborah and the whole team at Pride Northwest. It does take a village to put together the Pride Festival. I encourage you to check out their website, pridenw.org. And hopefully we'll be hearing more from all of our guests in the future. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in this evening. We do this for you. Thank you for listening. Until next time, stay proud and live out loud.
Sponsoring an evening on the future of schooling in Portland at the Clinton Street Theater on Thursday, March 13th. It starts at 6 p.m. with a panel discussion that addresses what's ahead for public schools after the recent fierce contract battle, the case against high-stakes testing in privatizing schools, why public schools produce higher test score performances than private schools, and how we can work together to create truly wonderful schools. Speakers include Gwen Sullivan, president of the Portland Teachers Union, also school board member Steve Buell, and folks from the High School Student Union and Oregon Save Our Schools, a parent group. After discussion, we will present the film The Inconvenient Truth About Waiting for Superman. It's a film that debunks the attack on public education and teachers' unions. It all happens on Thursday, March 13th at the Clinton Street Theater at 6 p.m.
Thank you to the following restaurants for helping us with our March 1st open house. Dove Vive Pizza, located at 2727 Northeast Gleason Street, and Gracie's at Hotel Deluxe, 729 Southwest 15th Avenue. We had a great time. Thank you.
The time is 7:02. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Hard Knock Radio is next.
1, 2, 3, 4. Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 0.
It's history. Never been done before. Never been done
in this
before.
Country. In this country.
What up, everybody? Welcome to another edition. It is Hard Knock Radio. Davey D hanging out with you this afternoon. On today's show, we talk with investigative reporter Aaron Cantu about predictability policing. That's right. Police are using the Minority Report to stop crime. Later on, we're going to talk to Tiny from Poor Magazine about updates on the evictions in San Francisco. All that and more coming up after the afternoon headlines.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham. AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka says the 2015 budget President Barack Obama released Tuesday includes some good starting points to seriously address economic inequality. Trumka praised measures to invest in jobs, hike the minimum wage, close some tax loopholes for the wealthy, and provide universal pre-kindergarten access, a $302 billion transportation infrastructure plan, and 45 public-private manufacturing institutes in areas hard hit by plant closures and job losses, also drew the AFL-CIO's praise. But Trumka was critical of Medicare cuts and also cuts to other programs included in Obama's budget. 1,000 Newark, New Jersey teachers could be laid off over the next 3 years if a plan by the Governor Chris Christie handpicked Newark School Superintendent Kemi Anderson is carried out. American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten says that Anderson has already cut shady deals with charter school operators. Anderson now is seeking a waiver from the governor, letting her ignore seniority rules when she lays off teachers. The union says that violates state law, and it vows a legal fight to block it. Newark Teachers Union President Joseph Del Grosso.
This is a story of greed, power, and incompetence. It is the audacity of power run amok. It is the closing of the lanes of decency, law, and ethics. Ms. Anderson, you dishonor the office of superintendent, and you spit in the face of the New Jersey legislature and the governor, for he signed into law the new tenure act.
McDonald's is feeling the workers' strikes in their fight for $15 an hour and the right to form unions. In its annual 10K Securities and Exchange Commission filing, the fast food giant admits it could be forced to raise wages due to the movement focused on income inequality in the U.S. In the filing, McDonald's said in part, quote, "The impact of campaigns by labor organizations and activists, including through the use of social media and other mobile communications and applications, posed a risk to its business." The McDonald's financial filing also said that its financial condition could be affected by, quote, "the long-term trend toward higher wages in both mature and developing markets," end quote. McDonald's profits were more than 5%.